Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon News Studio, Captain Doug Hansen of the Salvation Army. Several items on our list: bell ringing, volunteering, an update on the $100 bill campaign, and then a little bit of a throwdown going between Caradio News Channel 13 and KRDO News Radio. A little friendly competition in what we call the Red Kettle Rumble. It's going to be at King Supers on top of Fillmore Hill at Centennial from 10 until 2 tomorrow.
Yes, we are found busy every now and then during December. Got a couple things going on. Yes, so we're excited to be having the Red Kettle Rumble week number 2. Yes, radio versus TV. I forgot who won. I think it was TV won.
TV
last
came
Friday.
Out on top by just about $200.
All right, all right. Sounds like the collection of both can easily sway on this Friday. The overall Red Kettle Rumble
really could.
Yes,
because Rob Namnoom is one of the single best trash talkers on the planet,
and that's important.
It is very important. He and I are doing our sports updates together, and it's kind of fun when he comes in the studio. And today I just broke the bad news to him that since tomorrow is Friday the 13th and he works for Channel 13, it's bad luck for them tomorrow.
Well, that sounds fair. That logic stands right there. Yes, well, Red Kettle Rumble this Friday from 10 to 2 at the King Supers. And that one is always lots of fun. I think it's because both doors, you guys have enough heckler. I mean, people out there bell ringing up at both doors. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that little thing. You'll walk right past that one.
Fair enough.
We love the bells. We have them high tech and we have them low tech, but we have them.
I've seen someone with an app where if you swing your phone, it makes the bell ringing sound.
No kidding.
My goodness. I didn't know that existed, but there you go.
Okay, well,
if your phone breaks, just get the app.
And we've broken a bell or two.
If your bell breaks, get the app. Yeah.
A little bit of enthusiasm. So, in addition to that, this is the season, and this is when you are putting out a call to people to bell ring and volunteer. And I believe we have just had the CEO bell ringing event.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. The CEO ring is excellent. We had a number of CEOs come out and bell ring. And of course, the goal per CEO over this just 2-hour window is to bring in $1,000 each.
Nice.
And many of them are successful in that and bringing $1,000. And so we're just over $10,000 raised from that CEO ring. Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
In 2-hour period. Yeah.
We live in a wonderfully giving and generous city. Fillmore and Centennial is kind of a crossroads of Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people come through there, and so we're going to be working hard to talk to as many of those wonderful folks as we can, but that's what volunteers do as well. And,
right.
In my own neighborhood at other locations, I see some great folks, and it's always a smile. It's always something friendly. It's always a Merry Christmas, and it's never a judgy look if you don't put something in the kettle.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're always very appreciative of our volunteers. We have a ton of thousands of hours of volunteerism. We still have plenty of space available. In fact, don't take that to mean that we're good on volunteers. We still need thousands of hours more. So thanks for all those that have done, but we could use some more. So if you want to go to our website, TSACS, the Salvation Army Colorado Springs, TSACS.org, and they can volunteer sign up there.
Perfect. Okay. And you get a little bit of training, coaching? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when they sign up, they'll pick the day, and then all the sites pop up, and then the time will pop up. But when they register, they'll get an auto-generated email, and it'll give a few YouTube links. See a top 10 best ways to be a bell ringer, and then just a couple cheesy ones. I think they got these guys in New York that they got the music out, and they're dancing, and it's not even that pretty, but it's hilarious.
And it does. Anything that warms your soul and gives you a smile also makes you want to be a little generous.
Yeah. Having fun out there is just that makes people give, but it also makes time much more fun.
Something fairly new that really grabbed my attention the first time we talked about that, and that is what's called your $100 bill campaign.
Yes, $100 bill count. So we think that, we noticed with our volunteer counting crew, that they would all be like, hey, I found the $100 bill. And they were all so excited. And everyone memorized how many Susie got and Jeff got, and they knew the day. And so I thought Colorado Springs would like to be part of that. And so we're letting people know. And right now, do you have a drum roll button? The drum roll for where we're at as of this morning is 22 $100 bills have been found in the kettles.
Yeah. Wow, 22 of them.
22. And I know it kind of gets it usually gets exponential as we get closer to Christmas. So we'd expect maybe about 50 by the end is kind of where it's trending.
Oh, my gosh. Let's, you know, I love the idea of shooting for the stars here. I would love to see that turn into 75 or 100 this time around.
Yeah, and I really do think year over year it could be, but it's really just it's a much more fun way to track how our kettle is doing. And I'm kind of used to that. People asking me when they see me around, how many $100 bills do you have? And you know, I think in the years to come, as people catch on, and maybe they don't write the check that some people have the capacity to give at that level. Maybe they don't write the check and they put the bill in. It's just a fun way of tracking kettles.
Absolutely, Captain Doug Hansen, Salvation Army Red Kettle Rumble tomorrow at the top of Fillmore Hill on Centennial of the King Supers from 10 until 2. Come meet the KRDO News Radio and KRDO News Channel 13 crew.
Hey, hey.
Listen to Rob, and I know that, you know, yours truly, because he's going to be out there about the same time I am. I'm going to have to bone up on my Rob Namnoom barbs. Captain,
you
thank you so much for
Thanks
being
for
here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for everything you do.